All right, guys, welcome back to our second video of this two-part series talking about lessons that we've learned about corporate worship and the church during this pandemic. The first video was all about technology and social media and how we as a church got to grow in those areas, and really just how ultimately they're so important in our modern day church and in our world that we live in. But as I ended that video, I just highlighted how all of those things that we talked about, you know, thinking out of the box, reimagining what church could look like through someone's screen or through the living room, all of that, as good as it was, it still ultimately cannot get us to God's design, which was the church to gather together in person. So the second video is really all about how a digitally mediated relational and corporate connection can never take the place of God's ultimate design, which is for his people to gather together as one in person. Now, what I mean by that is this, you know, the first couple of weeks of online service and watching in my home was great. You know, I got to have my cup of coffee, have my kids gather together on the couch, you know, worship the Lord, you know, with myself, which was really weird, you know, seeing me do worship and sing along, but that's another story. You know, to be able to listen to the message, you know, in the comfort of my PJs with a cup of coffee, all that was great. It was exciting. God was moving. But, you know, really after like the first month of that, it began to get old, you know, and something was missing. And, you know, by the end of the second month of us doing online services, it became very apparent that it was not the same. Church was not the same on your bed or on your couch. And as much as we, you know, that's what we had to do at the time, we were quickly realizing that something was missing. And, you know, maybe you didn't put your finger on it. Maybe you didn't really think that much about why it's different. But as I was talking with Pastor Phil, we were kind of just discussing this topic. We talked about something very specific that Jesus says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Jesus says that, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst." And what Jesus is basically saying is something special happens when we gather together as the corporate body of Christ. We know that God is speaking to us in our homes, right? He was doing an amazing work. People were getting saved in their living room. People were being encouraged, people that had lots of anxiety and fears and doubts and struggles. God was meeting them through his word and through worship right there on their couch. But ultimately, it's not enough, because Jesus says something that's very interesting, right? He says that when you are gathered together, two or three or more, there I am in your midst. So what does that mean? I think that means that God's design for the church was not just to stream service from their homes, right? Ultimately, his design is that we gather together in groups of people face to face so we can worship him together and study his word. And he says that when we do that, his Holy Spirit is there. He's there in our midst. Now, definitely God was speaking to us, you know, filling us with his Spirit when we were in our living rooms. But, you know, this is what Jesus says. He says, when you gather together, I'm there and I'm doing something that doesn't happen when you're not there. You know, now I don't want to get all mystical, but you know, this is what he says, that his Holy Spirit is with us as we gather together. And I want to talk about this verse in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. The verse says this, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." So what the writer is saying is there's something that happens when we gather together, and it's for the purpose of stirring one another up in love and in good works, encouraging them. And that's just not possible if you're alone in your house. There's something that God intended for us to do one to another as we're meeting together in person. It's to stir one another up to love and good works. You know, I think about this in the light of corporate worship. It was so great to be able to worship from our homes when you have a guitar, just one guitar, and you're just singing and you're connecting with the Lord. But I think all of us can understand when I say there's something different when you're with 20,000 people and you're all declaring God's praises together, or when you're in your church body and there's 300 people or 1,000 people and you're all lifting up your hands to the Lord and worshiping Him, that, you know, corporate worship, that I think the ultimate design of that we're going to see in Revelation chapter 7, right? When there's people from all over the world, every tribe and tongue and nation, you know, praising God together. And so even though, you know, we had to do that in our homes, and some of us may still be doing that, you know, you're worshiping the Lord from your home, you're studying God's word from your home, ultimately it doesn't cut it, because God's design was something bigger for corporate worship, for studying His word, because when we gather together, there's a stirring up of one another to love and good works. We could pray for each other. We could encourage one another. You know, I just think about some of those verses about drawing near to God. You know, that's not a spatial thing. We can't, you know, get close to Him in relation to distance, but it's talking about something about our heart drawing near to God as we gather together in His midst. There's something about God there with us that the Bible says when that happens, we draw close to God, and when we draw close to Him, we become more like Him. And so, you know, I think this whole pandemic, this whole lockdown has taught me just the importance even more of how we are called to be together, to worship together, to encourage one another, to stir one another up into love and good works, and to not neglect that fellowship of the saints, because when we're doing that, He's in our midst. And I mentioned this this verse earlier in Revelation chapter 7. I just want to read this section of scripture because I think it really captures the ultimate expression of worship, the ultimate expression of what the church is supposed to be, and how, you know, being in your home, it's just not capturing that. So Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10 say this: "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" So the ultimate expression of worship and nearness to God is seen here in Revelation 7, as we see those from every tribe and tongue and people group with diversity gathering together to worship Him and to draw near to Him. So, you know, whether you are in an air-conditioned building, whether you're in an illegal house church in an apartment building, whether you're meeting in a bamboo hut or, you know, a cathedral, wherever it is, we need to continue to gather together and meet as the church, because it's when we do that that God is in our midst. It's when we do that that we can encourage one another, to stir up one another into love and good works. And we see Him, you know, working. Of course He's going to work when we're home by ourselves. That had to happen. But let's not forget God's ultimate plan for the church, which is to gather together. And there He's in our midst. So I just pray that this would encourage you guys as you listen, you know, to don't stop doing that. Ultimately, that's our goal. Ultimately, that's the goal of, you know, we see that in heaven, in Revelation chapter 7. We're all going to be together. Let's continue to fight the good fight and press forward to all that God has for us during this time as we gather together in His name.